Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
It's strange.
What's strange, my friend?
Talking.
Yeah. Well, I will launch us then, because today's show theme is I didn't sign up for this. And little did we know when we planned this show that we would have an opportunity to experience.
Our life circumstances would support this conversation.
Yeah, this episode.
Yes.
So before we get into the details, that's the teaser. Before we get into the details of that, hey, oh, we have the newest edition and she's playing in our recycle papers, which is fine. She can't hurt anything in there. Our newest little kitten baby, she's having so much fun in our house, and we've having so much fun with her. But that isn't what I was going to say. Life interceded.
Well, life interceded, you know. We got a little kitten.
Yes.
And then I looked at my arm and I realized that I had gotten a bite, an insect bite. It turned out to be a spider. At least that's what the doctor thought.
And then it got infected.
Next day I found myself in the hospital.
Yeah, he's home now, happily home, a little intravenous IV, but he's been very under the weather.
Intravenous IV is redundant.
Oh, yeah, it's intravenous antibiotic. That was the word. see, now the teaser went away. That was the crux of the teaser. We really do want to talk about slowing down and
discovering
listening.
How to listen.
I'm ready. I'm listening.
Well,
how to listen?
How to Listen by Shia Kane. Let's see. I would say, if you truly want to listen, don't agree or disagree with what's being said.
Okay.
That's a good starting place, because most of our listening is done in comparison to what we already know or believe to be true. And true listening is hearing what somebody's saying from their point of view before filtering it through the system of experience that we have. That system that either agrees or disagrees. And the other thing is you have a very quick mind. And so you're going to say, oh, I know this. And you're going to say, I know this before we ever finish our
sentences. About in this case?
That's another way of disagreeing.
Mm-hmm. It's very sophisticated.
You can call it sophisticated. I call it simple.
It's true. It's true. You don't actually say, I don't agree with that, but you say, well, wait a minute. What about?
Well, I'm skeptical.
That's fine. Even if you are skeptical.
If you hear what's being said without interacting with it in your thoughts, but just hear it, strangest thing happens. Hmm. You find yourself in the present moment of your life.
And then all sorts of options show up.
Well, one option is a new moment of your life.
Hmm. This past weekend, we did our Magic in Relationships seminar.
We did it virtually.
And one of the ladies who attended is a banker, and she came on Monday night, and she's worked at this bank for over 20 years. And even though the theme, the overarching theme for the weekend was Magic in Relationships, and we never talked about her work or where she worked or what she did or what she planned to do the following day, she discovered that when she went to work the next day, the processes that she normally automatically does to accomplish her job, she looked at rather than did it by rote. And she saw new things that had to be easy, effortless, and take half the time. What if by simply getting engaged in the conversation we're having today, things that haven't even been problematic for you, present new possibilities in the next moment so that your life gets easier and effortless, and a sense of well-being is right here and right now, and then it right here and right now.
Well, this is about transforming your ability to experience living. And most of us are so busy trying to get somewhere that living becomes
a secondary item.
secondary. I was trying to find that word, a secondary item. Absolutely, that's perfect. You definitely, Ariel and I do finish each other's sentences. We support each other in coming up with the right answers.
Mm. You know, I didn't sign up for this. It was really we've had a real time experience of that, in that we were leading our virtual global video seminar Monday night, and whilst sitting there, Shai went from somewhat sick to very sick, and his fever spiked, and he actually left before the end, which I was really grateful for, because clearly he was getting more and more progressively ill. And I finished the evening with the lovely people, and then when we went to the hospital yesterday, they told him he would very likely need to spend the night.
And he did not want to spend the night.
Shai's like, I didn't sign up for this. And then he started laughing and he said, you know, Ariel, it is what it is. Because we often joke here on this show and in our
everyday conversation about people who say it is what it is, but they really mean they hate what is and wish it were different.
But they're going to put up with it anyway.
When I said it is what it is, I meant if I had to, I will stay in the hospital as though it's my idea. It's very rare that people live their lives as though it's their idea.
Yeah, I was speaking to the nurse, Trina, and shout out to all the healthcare professionals that took care of Shia yesterday and the day before, from our doctor's office, Mike, who checked him in all the way through the people at the hospital. But I was speaking to Trina, I said, you know, he doesn't really want to spend the night. And she said, I know, we get that all the time. People don't want to stay with us. And she was so funny. I told her I didn't think it was personal to her. Now, through all of that, and then, of course, spiking intermittent fever, had to think it was from this spider bite. But, you know, your mind can go to the worst possible scenario right now with the COVID virus.
COVID.
So let's talk about the three principles.
I combined corona.
Coronid?
I said corona.
How about corona arachnid?
No. That would be spider.
That'd be corona and spider, right? Okay, so let's talk about the three principles of instantaneous transformation. Ready?
Anything you resist, this is the first one, anything you resist persists, grows stronger. It's all you think about. It occupies your time. It, in fact, dominates your life. Third principle is anything you see, and don't judge, but just notice it and have it be exactly the way it is, completes itself in a moment, in an instant, in an Augenblick even. That's German for instant.
And second principle is you can only be exactly as you are in any given moment.
So right now, you could only be listening to this podcast, whether it be live or next week, or next year.
So I have a question, though, Shia.
Yes, dear.
Third principle.
Yes.
Anything you see,
without judging,
completes itself in a moment. So here's my question. I'm assuming that you're talking about, or I'm assuming our listeners might catch that you're talking about your resistance to being ill.
You don't get better immediately, that's for sure.
Well, because I think that's where people get confused. They think if they stop resisting it, then they'll stop being ill in an instant.
The condition won't go away, but your suffering in the condition goes away. I'm almost 80 years old now, a few months shy. And in the last 30 years, I have had all my dental work, with the exception of root canals, done without any anesthesia. Because I noticed that if I relax and allow the sensation that's there to be there, it loses its power over me. I'm not in pain. I feel some sensation, yes, but I am not in pain. And that's unique these days, because most people want a drug to block what they're feeling so they don't have to feel, quote, pain. But it's been my experience that if you allow yourself to experience what you're experiencing in each moment, then there is very little pain. There's only sensation.
You know, I was on the other side of the physical illness, being the caregiver. And so the three principles for me were also very important. Because if I resisted Shia not feeling well, my mind would want to go off to the future, what it might mean, what might happen. So it by allowing myself to be right where I am, to be here, it dissolved those future concerns.
You know, it's interesting. If my arm wasn't red and swollen in the area of this bite, even though we haven't really been exposed to COVID.
Yeah, we've been around like five people.
In the last 3 months.
For any length of time.
Even though I haven't been exposed to COVID, I would have thought I had COVID.
Yeah.
Because I had this high, well, relatively high.
High to low fever.
Temperature, which isn't normal for me.
Yeah.
But the worry about it is far worse than the reality of what's going on in your life.
That's true. Should we take our first caller?
Yes, let's.
We have Cheryl, who's calling in from Hong Kong. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Errol. Hi, Shia.
Hi, darling.
Nice to hear your voice.
I'm glad to good to hear your voice, and I'm glad to hear Shia's getting better, because I was on that call on Monday when he left early.
Excused himself.
Yes, and thank you for sending such a kind email afterwards. I haven't had a chance to read it to him yet, but I will later today.
Oh, okay. Well, yes, well, part of it was to thank you for the weekend, the Magic in Relationship weekend, Relationships weekend. It was really just such a gift to be with you, and also that you provided a weekend seminar that we can participate in globally. And it was really just a wonderful weekend. So thank you very much for that.
You're very welcome. And thanks for coming all the way from Hong Kong.
I'm not sure if I really have a question, but it also, I have different things that I want to bring up about this particular topic of today's show, but I guess maybe just going back to the weekend, one thing that you had suggested to me as far as, so I play gongs as sound meditations to help create a more relaxing experience, as a way for people to relax. And you'd mentioned that I can play in a style that's inviting, which I get. But you also said I should try that with dating, and I think I understand, but I can see that it's a way of being. But I guess maybe sometimes I don't recognize when I'm maybe not being inviting.
I have a question that just comes up as you say this. When you date someone, or are trying to get a date arranged via one of the internet dating sites, or however you go about it, do you have a goal in mind?
Yes, I think so.
And what might that goal be?
Well, I guess it depends. There are different levels. I guess one is to actually, I mean, for example, if it's a dating app, to actually go from talking online to having a date.
Great.
But now, maybe bigger. Yeah.
Continue, please.
And maybe bigger is ultimately.
Yeah. So, then maybe it's, you know, once we meet or even before we meet, but thinking far ahead into the future, like, can it turn into something else?
What else could it turn into, pray tell?
Well, I guess on one hand, I think that it would be nice if it turned out to be a longer term relationship.
Good. That's what I thought. See, I think that's what gets in the way between you and dating.
I see two things. Okay. That, of course, you would have the desire for a longer-term relationship. But in a certain respect, that agenda can stop you every step of the way from being honest. You get an intuitive hunch you don't like this person, or you get an intuitive hunch that you really do like this person. And then you alter your way of relating to that person via text or phone or however, because you don't want to blow it. You want to ultimately have your desires come true. So it's more challenging just to be honest moment to moment.
And I don't blame you for wanting to have your desires come true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for it. But my sense is that you put a pressure on you or someone else, the other, to conform to some idea you have in your mind about what it should look like. You know, Ariel and I were a one-night fling that has lasted more than 37 plus years now.
You know, it's interesting. Go ahead.
But it wasn't that I was looking to find the perfect...
I was.
Well, then you found me.
There were some steps involved, by the way. There was something I needed to bypass, which I kind of bypassed accidentally. But because we're moving to the end of the segment, can you wait till the next one?
To find out what it was?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
All right.
So come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes.
I know that Cheryl mentioned it, and I mentioned it, that we do global video weekends and global video 2-hour seminars. And I wanted to tell you what's coming up next if you happen to be listening to this live. We do have Mondays and Saturdays. It should be going throughout the summer. We have one Tuesday per month. So
the Saturdays are also translated into German.
For our European, German, Swiss contingent community. So that we have it in two languages. And also the rhythm is different. It kind of slows us down, and it's really lovely. The next Global Video Weekend seminar is called Creativity.
And Intuition.
Yeah, and Intuition. It's August 1st and 2nd. It's a Saturday and Sunday. We've done our best to make the time zone work for most time zones, although we have had people sign in and do it from the middle of the night because it's fun for them.
Well, Cheryl in Hong Kong usually does it 12 hours later than we do.
So the Monday night was her Monday morning.
Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning, excuse me. Yes, you're always ahead of us, Cheryl.
That's right. And you have in Australia.
Mm-hmm, that too. And New Zealand. So wherever you are, if you'd like to join us, you can go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, and you can register. You can also sign up for our newsletter and blogs, and we send out lots of really great content. It's always visually stimulating. So if you would like to do either of those, transformationmadeeasy.com. You still with us, Cheryl?
Hi, yes, I am.
Okay, great. You know, I know you're familiar with protests and rioting because, you know,
Hong Kong.
They were right out your window with all the tear gas and whatnot. Luckily, here in the United States, things are largely peaceful. But one of the things that has really started coming forward into people's consciousness, in particularly around racial bias, is that we have implicit bias that's been baked into us as a child that may not be part of our real-time reality. But if we don't use awareness, it can precede us into interactions.
And our definition of awareness is a non-judgmental seeing of what's going on. So if you don't judge yourself and discover that you have prejudices that you would not approve of, just the seeing of it without judging it allows it to complete itself. And that's the third principle.
And, you know, it's really tough when you've been enculturated into something that you can recognize as inaccurate. So if you've been enculturated into the idea that women are less, then you may resist that idea, and then you will have actions that aren't just appropriate to the situation. They'll be in resistance to that idea.
So you'll be overproducing rather than just being.
Also, we've been speaking to people lately who said, you know, I sent a text, now it's his turn. So if you have that bias that it has to be tit for tat, where you're keeping a list, the biases will run your interactions as opposed to you. And when I was talking to you about your sound meditation. My main impression of you is that you underestimate yourself, you underestimate your greatness, and you, like just about everybody I know, think you have to do more in order to produce a result or do something. I mean, clearly, your sound meditation or your sound gatherings are something so people can use sound to relax, flow into their body, release things that are of concern to them. But there's an extra something that I've seen you put over the top that is about you, in the best of intentions, trying to help them do that or do it for them, rather than just relaxing and allowing them to relax and come to you. It's like you're adding that extra thing. And I wouldn't be surprised if you do that in dating.
There was something that you said that you promised her before the break.
I did. It was that she's not seeing her implicit bias, her biases around her roles as a woman, men's roles in dating, what a good person does in regards to asking somebody out. You know, when I asked you out, I was more forward than and direct than I'd ever been with anybody.
See? You were smart.
But also, my implicit bias was that you were absolutely not serious dating material because
That's
you
right.
were older than me. You were old enough to be my father, 17 years older, so that I could just do this for a play date, for a night. And so it gave myself permission to just go have fun, which is something that I had hidden from myself, that I just wanted to have fun. Now, of course, the overarching thing was I really wanted to find a mate. That was still there. But this was like, I'm going to set that aside and I'm going to see if this guy wants to go out with me. And interestingly enough, Cheryl, you may not have heard me say this ever, but on Shine, my first date, we did go back to my apartment. We had sex, and he told me that I was different than anybody he'd ever been with, and I was the one for him in this lifetime. And I said, okay, you know. But meanwhile, I'm thinking, wait, I didn't do anything special. I can do more. Wait, I should show you that is my bias back there, that I am not enough. I need to add that something, do that something, wear those special clothes, do the makeup, do the something. Like, I'm not enough. That's the basis. And if I know that, I can relax into myself and I don't have to try so hard.
Yeah, I like that. I love that, actually.
Good.
What I love is how clear your voice just got.
Yeah, I've been noticing that. Yeah. That weekend seminar absolutely worked for you, Cheryl. Although you've been consistent in your attendance with us over quite a time now, and I think that consistency of putting yourself in a transformational environment has allowed you to shift your way of interacting with life as though you are the source of your life rather than being the victim of it. And I think that's very obvious these days. And
Thank you.
We want to thank you for calling in.
And we have three people patiently waiting, so we're going to take the next one, but it's been really lovely speaking with you today.
All right, thank you guys both so much.
You're very, very welcome. Shall we take Thomas?
Yes.
Where are you, Thomas?
Hello, everybody. I'm in Basel, Switzerland.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So what can we do for you, Thomas?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
So my story is I had many, many incidents in my childhood that I really didn't sign up for. And they still today have quite a huge impact on me. And especially in those days, I'm in a big battle mode against it, and that doesn't help.
Wait.
Just say there are days when you're in a battle mode against it?
Yeah, there are, especially in those corona days, and yes.
So what is the it you're in a battle mode against?
Against the effects this incident had on me more than 30 years ago, and they still last today.
Well, let me give you an alternate possibility, if you will. Mm-hmm. Are you willing for an alternative to your story?
Yes.
You're saying that the events of 30 years ago have determined how you go about your life today. And I'm saying that you use that as the reason why you're experiencing life the way you are today, and that you're saying that that's the cause. But at that moment, at the same time, you're eliminating all other possibilities as probable cause. You're saying, well, mm-hmm. what happened 30 years ago is the reason why I am this way today. I grew up dyslexic. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I had trouble reading. I didn't really learn to read until after I got out of high school, when I decided I wanted to go to college. So I hired a tutor to teach me how to read. So I have all kinds of incidents from my early childhood. I should not have been able to write 6 books, given I couldn't read. I mean, I have every reason to blame my childhood or my past, as does everyone, including you, without looking and seeing how those reasons save us from the things we don't really want to do.
You know, I like Shai's example of dyslexia for you, Thomas, because I think it's a good one, and I'll tell you why. I've known Shia for clearly more than 30 years. So if we have this be incidents that happened 30 years plus. And when we first got together, he really rarely read. And if he would look up at a street sign, he would articulate what he saw on the street line sign, it often
frequently
largely garbled. If we were speaking to somebody and wanted to give them our telephone number or a credit card number, it was really best idea for me to do it because he would rearrange numbers. And that was just a fact of life. And what we've discovered after post-transformation and as our life has gone along is that when Shia is fully engaged, he can largely pull himself past that way his mind sees things, and he can deliver his credit card phone numbers. He can read me an article from a magazine or the newspaper or, you know,
without
from our
changing
phone,
the words.
Without changing the words. And but what it requires is full engagement.
But you see, if you're busy blaming the way you're experiencing your life now on some 30-year-old event, well, then you don't stand a chance.
And I understand why it's happening. With coronavirus, there was a upset virus that came along with the COVID.
Right.
The upset is I didn't sign up for this. I don't like it. I don't want it. And a lot of us, from time to time or for quite a bit of time, got rocked back on our heels and disengaged from life, didn't know how to go about it, want it.
All our seminars had to be canceled because of COVID. We didn't sign up for this.
But all the people who were coming with us to Costa Rica next year, we had to tell them, we're putting it on hold. We don't know that it'll happen. Don't send your tuition in. Everything that we had planned for the year stopped in a day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, but we didn't get stuck there in complaint. We looked and saw what we could do to support people and having transformation in their lives. And now we have virtual seminars via Zoom.
I trick myself. There are things I talked about it some in this past weekend seminar, Thomas, from my childhood that you could easily say I didn't sign up for those aspects, things that happened. And most people have things to greater or larger that happen that are unfortunate.
The thing is this, Thomas, this moment of now is the beginning of the rest of your life. And if you're here for this moment, then you have some say about your life. But if you're blaming how you go about your life, it's almost like trying to drive down the road, looking in the rearview mirror of your car, trying to figure out what the road ahead is going to do based on your past.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
And look, I know that you've met a very lovely lady in New York who you can't be with now.
But even when you could, I could see you. Like, you came to the seminar, the last seminar we did in March, and I could see you wrestling with your story versus the reality. Because if your story, that those things that happened in your childhood diminished your life, were totally true, how could this gorgeous lady be so enamored with you? And they were fighting with each other.
So if you give up that story, then other things become available. But if you're proving the story, well, then you're guaranteeing that you're stuck in a past that you didn't like in the first place.
So if you don't treat those battle days or battle moments as caused by the events of 30 years ago, but as a symptom of being, number one, upset, and number two, disengaged, life is going to get far easier. Because all you have to do is take a look.
You could say upset. That's enough. Because when you're upset, you are disengaged. You're not in the current moment of your life. You're in a complaint about how life should be rather than living what is. You know, when I was in the hospital yesterday, I would prefer not to be. And when I realized that that's where I needed to be, I was fully there, not worrying about whether or not I was going to spend the night. And when I was willing to spend the night, that's when they set me free.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling in today. Really, really lovely
thank
speaking.
Thank you very much. Yes. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome.
We're going to go to a break now.
We'll be back shortly.
So come on back.
And
don't miss being here.
Yeah, being here.
With urgency, not franticity.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shia invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club. this moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
We're on Alexa smart speakers and connected devices.
Hey, Alexa, play Being Here podcast on Apple Podcasts.
Try it now.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
You know, I know we have our shout-outs, Shia, but I just, you know, our kitty sitting in our recycle basket, and I realized in the first couple days, she got lost in our house and couldn't find her kitty box, and she peed in one of our big chairs, and it was like, I didn't sign up for this.
Right.
And it was really fun to not get upset about it, but just deal with what needed to be taken care of in order to solve it. And
we apparently have solved
it.
I don't want to get too arrogant with the universe.
No, knock on wood. All right, so shout outs. That's Shia knocking.
Okay.
So shout outs to people who listen in different places. So the first is
Southold, New York.
Cranston, Rhode Island.
Erie, Pennsylvania.
Hartford, Connecticut.
Tyrol, I believe it is Tyrol, Austria.
Is it Tyrol or Tyrol? You'll let us know. You can always write in.
If we're bad.
At least we're thinking of you. Sachsen, I know, Germany. You guys can tell me how to do that next time.
This one I like. Kano, K-A-N-O, Nigeria.
And Natal, Brazil. And while we're at it, shout out to David and Sandy and all the folks who either called, text, or emailed just to send Shia their best wishes yesterday. For all our listeners, thank you so much for being a part of our Being Here listener family.
Yes.
Let's take our next caller. We have Uli.
Uli.
Where are you today, Uli?
Hello, this is Uli speaking. I'm calling in from close to Cologne in Germany.
Close to Cologne.
Welcome to the show.
Yes. Yes, thank you. It's lovely. Thank you very much for having me. And I like it that you have a kitten now, because during the last global video seminar, you were still pondering the possibility of having one.
Yeah, last Saturday we just said, let's do this. And we
did.
We made it, so it was fun.
Well, Ariel showed me a bunch of different kittens on the internet, and I picked her out, and I did well.
You did.
I intuited. Right.
You know when Shia's intuition is working, when he starts to cry looking at a picture. That one. So it was good.
You're making me out to be a mush.
You aren't mush. It's one of my favorite things about you. What can we do for you, lovey?
Yes, I have a question. My husband and I, we bought a house 12 years ago when our children were toddlers. And with an additional plot of land, which is our extended garden. Today, and I love this, our house, very much, and I consider it home, and I have really taken roots here. I don't remember feeling so much at home somewhere before that, ever. And now with the COVID-19 situation, it has caused some constraints on our finances, and so we have made some short-term plans. But it has also triggered some more like long-term plans, like where do we want to live in 10 years' time, or how much money do we have to set aside for the children to study? Do we want to sell this plot of land, etc.? And I have the feeling I'm not a very good or constructive part in that discussion, because every time it goes towards potentially selling the house one day or this plot of land, I really get very tight and almost frightened or scared, and it seems
okay.
There's something odd.
Uli, darling, 10 years down the road is a very long time. You know, yesterday was Tuesday. Monday, I was fishing.
Sunday,
after the seminar, we went fishing. I did not expect to find myself in the hospital on Tuesday. You don't know what life's going to bring, but trying to figure out how it's going to be 10 years from now. I mean, dear, 5 months from now, or ago, 5 months ago, COVID was an idea that most people didn't even know existed.
You know, when Shai got sick the other day, we didn't realize it was being caused by this bite. And so, of course, there was the potential for COVID. And he turned to me and said, well, if I die, I just want you to know I really love you. And I said, well, if you die, I'm just want you to know I'm really happy you got me a companion kitty before you went. I mean, and of course, it was a little lighthearted and cavalier. But at the same time, underneath there was
a reality.
And here's the thing. Let's back up. Because when COVID hit, you were the very first person to contact us to talk about how you were being responsible with your finances and that Costa Rica absolutely was not going to be a go for you next year, even if it was happening. And when you wrote to us, it was a wake-up call for us about the potential severity of what was ahead, because that was way early before things had really blossomed into what they are today. So one thing is, I think that you are far more organized than you know, but also back then even is that tightness. You think you get tight when you think of where you want to live in 10 years. When you think of where you might want to live in 10 years, you access the tightness you're already living. And I can do the same thing, really, because now it's like, well, people are talking to me about their cats that are 10 years old, 12 years old. It's like, oh, my God, what if I want to travel again? What will I do with our kitten? How will I take care of her? I don't need to answer those questions. Yeah. If I want to travel again, those answers will become obvious. And I know it's a trivial example in comparison to where you live, but it's the same.
In essence, it's the same. You're using your fear of the future to upset yourself rather than deal with life as it's showing up in the current moment. And you can manage life in the current moment if you're here for it, but you can't manage life in a future that hasn't arrived yet and may never arrive the way you envision it.
Yeah, yes, that's very true. I
mean, on your little plot of land that you have as a garden now, you might dig deep and find oil.
You know,
it's an alternative.
But I'll tell you something else. I know you've enjoyed your home, but I guarantee you, you haven't loved it as much as you have in these last few months. You haven't really been as invested. It's just been background.
That's true. Yeah.
But it supports your story of worrying about the future.
And there's one other thing. I've known this from my intuition in previous years. In previous years, Shai and I have scheduled all our seminars 1 year out. We've scheduled fishing trips 1 year out, lots of things. And there have come times when I just wasn't sure what I wanted to do when. And I had to relax and know that was just because I didn't have all the information yet. And there's no reason why, if at some point you move or do something else, you won't be even happier than you are now. Life is an expansion if you let it. So you can use your fears for the future to degrade your experience of right now, or you can enjoy your garden, enjoy your kids, enjoy your husband being home, and enjoy your home.
Yeah, that's true.
And don't worry about how the future's going to show up, because it won't show up any differently than it does, but it won't get here until it does either. And that'll be as a moment of now someday.
Yes.
And we have a Robbie who's been patiently waiting since early in the show, so we need to make sure we save some time for him. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys.
And look forward to seeing you at a global video seminar one of these days soon.
Yes, me too.
All right. Let's take Robbie. Robbie, where are you?
Hi, I'm in Long Branch, New Jersey.
Welcome.
Thanks. So I recently had an argument with my mom, and we've had arguments over the years where I felt like they were very unresolved, and I've sort of allowed them to erode our relationship. And in the most recent argument, I just felt kind of tired of fighting, and she, at the very end of it, said to me, "The ball's in your court." And I don't know. I guess, like, the theme of the show really related to me, because in that moment, I felt like, well, if I go along with that metaphor, the ball's in my court, I don't know that I want to play this game. And I guess I felt like I didn't sign up for this. I was very upset, and I just felt like I still feel this way. I feel like I don't know that I want to talk to my mom much at all anymore. So I guess I just wanted to talk about that today.
Mm. Well, FYI, you want the good news and the bad news?
I'll take both, yeah.
Okay, good. It takes two to fight.
And one to end the fight.
And
this is the difficult part to get. It always has to be you.
This is not, you should talk to your mom, not talk to your mom, but most of us, when we fight, particularly with a parent, because that's our archetypical fight, is we think that they're wrong and they're unfair, and we don't want to hear what they have to say. And who knows? Maybe you guys shouldn't be talking.
Well,
I don't know.
Here's
but.
The thing. This last fight with your mother was an extension of the fight before.
Yeah.
Which was an extension of the fight before, And I could go on for years. And it would all be an extension of a fight that started when you were a kid and she said no about something and you disagreed and you are strong-willed and so is she and let the good times roll.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Now, here's the thing, darling. If you want this thing to resolve itself, you have to be willing to give up being right. That she's wrong, and that she doesn't love you, and that she doesn't understand you.
And she doesn't have your best interest at heart. You know, I don't know that current theme of the disagreement with you. You know, if you have the bowl, and the bowl is we fight, and then you drop in current circumstances, where you live, who you date, your occupation, your sexual preference, the clothes you wear, your haircut, whatever, you drop it in to the fight bowl, and it'll be fodder for the fight. And when I first met Shia, I fought with my mom deeply, and my mom hated Shia. And she really, even the day before the wedding, she took me aside, and I'm going to curse now. She said, "Shia is an asshole, and your father thinks so too. It's not too late to back out." I mean, she was really determined. And it was a very interesting thing for me to recognize over the years that she loved me, and she really thought that advice was for my
benefit.
Now, ultimately, she fell in love with Shia. It did take about 30 years, but
it's true.
But it was interesting.
But you know, here's the thing. I could see her point of view about me.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I was 17 years older than her daughter. I'd been married and divorced.
He had a low-paying job. He had several jobs. He had two kids. And he was Jewish. The only thing would have been a different skin tone.
If I were black, that could have made it even more undesirable.
From her perspective,
That's right, even though
she would have tried to pretend it was not the case because she didn't want to be biased. But, you know, it really was up to us, and in this case me, to keep letting go of the fight. And I can't tell you how many times we apologized for things.
Yes, and here's the other thing. I also had to be willing to give up exciting or in supporting the fight, because she was very unkind to me in her attitude, because of course she didn't like the idea that her daughter had married me.
But, and here's just, you know, we're moving toward the end of the show, but I do want to say one thing, Robbie, and we know you at least a little bit, and I do know that you are accomplished in many ways. And one of the ways you're accomplished in is your creativity and your intuition. And this is not to tell you you need to come to the weekend, but I have seen, and that was the thing with Shia, with my mom, is intuitively, on some intuitive level, he knew what to say to bother her and what to not say in order to not elicit that response. And he used to automatically use his intuitive sense to incite her bothersomeness. And I have a feeling from time to time you haven't been responsible for the things you say or withhold saying that stir that part in her that's already upset. Food for thought. And, you know, since we're moving to the end of the show, it's very fun because what the next week's episode
is: transformation, a communicable ease.
And you'll never change that relationship with your mom, but there is the possibility
of transformation.
And we really appreciate you calling in today.
Yes, thank you. And we've got to go now.
So thanks to everybody. We'll be back next week. And, of course, if you want to see us in person via Zoom, you can come to the Global Video Seminars, and you can even share this show for folks. We'll be back next week.
It wouldn't be just seeing us, it would be participating
with lots of folks, awesome folks. We'll be back shortly, like next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.